I just know. You should go after one of the others. I can tell they'd be open to anything. I want the one with nighttime eyes. Her soul matches mine. You've always been so damned picky. I just know what I want. Now it was Chelsea and Alyssa's turn to roll their eyes.
To each her own, Mare, said Alyssa. Isn't that what your therapist tells you?
She asked, as she switched her beer cup into her other hand and then wiggled her fingers to get the liquid off them.
Yep,
said Meredith before she cracked open her soda and took a long pull. When she was done, she wiped her mouth on the back of her hand and licked her lips, which turned a natural bright red.
But you're not my therapist. You're an obnoxious twit I allow to think is my best friend, so you'll feel better about yourself.
She smiled a bright white grin that outdid both of theirs put together, and grabbed a stick to poke the fire. Alyssa shook her head.
And you're lucky I do, she said, or you wouldn't be borrowing all my tenting supplies to come out here and write your story on the New Mexico spadefoot toad.
Chelsea made a face.
What is it with you and frogs anyway? Why can't you like normal shit, like puppies and flopsy-eared bunnies or something?
It's floppy-eared bunnies and toads, not frogs,
Meredith corrected easily.
And I like them because they're nocturnal and secretive. And they smell like peanuts.
They what?
They smell like peanuts,
Meredith repeated. Only when handled improperly, came a fourth voice from the darkness beyond the light of the campfire. All three girls jumped to their feet. Alyssa's beer went splashing to the ground, and Meredith dove for the pile of belongings she'd kept near the flap of her nearby tent. It took her precious seconds to extract the .357 Magnum she'd kept hidden and fully loaded beneath her folded-up pajamas. She spun, holding the gun out at arm's length and aiming it with shaking hands at the newcomer. Or newcomers. Plural. There were three of them, all male, all young, all tall, all three extraordinarily good-looking by human female standards. So much so that rather than scream and run, or even shoot on sight, the girls remained where they were.
Holy hotness,
Alyssa whispered, clearly not aware that she'd spoken aloud.
Mer, don't shoot!
Chelsea cried, her eyes wide, her face pale.
God, don't shoot!
Perhaps this request came due to the boy's appearance. Or perhaps Chelsea was intelligent enough to recognize the gravity of the situation. Three girls alone in the woods. Three men coming upon them. One of the six with a loaded deadly weapon. Meredith's indigo gaze narrowed.
Who the hell are you?
She demanded. The young men held up their hands in absolute surrender, and it was fair to say that their eyes were even wider than the girls'. All three of them were looking at Meredith.
We don't mean you any harm, we promise, one of them insisted.
He had black hair shot through with honest-to-goodness rainbow stripes, and his eyes glittered with impossible mixtures of amber and green.
He's right, said one of his companions quickly. We're just in a camp not far from here, and we went for a walk. We didn't know you were here until we heard you talking.
The girls didn't say anything, but Meredith appeared to be considering the boys very carefully. Not only their words, but their stances, their expressions, their auras, perhaps.
Just camping nearby and going for a walk, huh?
She asked softly.
Swear to the two-earth gods, said the third boy. In fact, we'll just leave.
The other boys looked at him, and the rainbow-haired one's brow rose. He appeared a little irritated.
You seem to know an awful lot about toads, said Meredith.
Her hands around her gun had calmed down a bit, and were not shaking as much as they had a few minutes earlier.
I like nature, said Rainbow Hair, returning his attention to her. That's why we were walking.
The girls regarded them a few moments more, and finally Meredith lowered her gun.
Well, you don't seem drunk anyway.
No, said Rainbow Hair.
We're definitely not...